about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is an interesting one. It says men give up caring about their clothes and the way they look when they hit 37 years old. Is that true? They say 59% of women prevent their partner buying certain clothes in an attempt to rescue their man from their fashion sense. 37% of women even admit to buying all their partner's clothes. Is that true? Do you guys really give up? Is it because y'all are married? Is it because you think it looks good? I mean, I got to tell you something. I was looking at, I think they had a woman as the poster child for this whole voter ID case, right? And they've been putting pictures of seniors to explain to us non-believers, I guess, that it's seniors who are going to be hurt by not having an ID or requiring an ID to vote as opposed to non-seniors. Yeah, I'm looking at the way the seniors dress. They do. A lot of seniors, like women, have the ruffled blouses. Now, I don't know if that's because back in the 60s, that was a good look, but I remember clothes in the 60s were pretty hot, mini skirts and stuff. So you wonder, why do seniors dress a different way? I mean, if we really are stuck in the decade that was our best in terms of fashion sense, you would think that many seniors, I mean, the 50s clothes were awesome. They were really cute. Why don't we have any, there were blue jeans and there were the poodle skirts. So I don't get it. I think, yeah, as we age, maybe we go for comfort, maybe our sense of style. I mean, personally, I really dig the whole 80s look I used to don. You know, you have the jean jacket, you have the jeans that were tight, you had the feathers sticking out of your hair, your hair would be kind of wavy, dark eyeshadow, and Walkman. So don't be surprised when I get into my senior years and I'll be walking around with a jean jacket and jean pants. But I don't think I'm going to be looking, you know, like Lawrence Welk or polyester. I mean, I'm going to be going for the jeans. I think that stuff is pretty cool. Anyway, more than a third of men in a relationship don't buy any of their own clothing, and almost half are completely clueless as to their own clothes size, the study found. Wait a second, you know what? I have to admit something. I started to buy my husband's underwear. My husband, he's going to get so mad about this up. My husband liked the tighty whities, and I thought boxer briefs were sexier. And I thought they would give his cojones a little bit more protection. So when he started dating me, I mean, this was after we got married when I first saw him in his underwear. I recommended, now that we were married and we were about to consummate the marriage, he should probably go and get the boxer briefs. And I like the Ralph Lauren colors. The problem with white underwear, guys, you all know, skid marks. It really makes no sense to wear white underwear. Same thing with ladies. I have no idea why the stores manufacture white panties. If you really think about it, I mean, especially if you're still getting your monthly cycle, why white? It really doesn't make sense. Black underwear, I get. Tiger skin, maybe. I just don't get white because you get skin marks and stains. It's a very impractical color for underwear. I just don't get. White, honestly, is the number one color for underwear. I don't get it. Don't get it at all. Anyway, for those men who do clothes shop, 26% would only do so when their existing wardrobe was too worn to wear. Or a lot of you guys, you sniff it, and you'll reuse shirts. I know you do. My kids, they rewear their shirts. I didn't teach them that. My husband didn't teach them that. They pick the shirt up from the floor, smell it, and sometimes I don't even smell it, put it on, but they don't go to their closet. Now, of course, I'm like, wait a second. You've been wearing the Dr. Dahlia t-shirt for 5 days in a row. Come on, you got to chuck it. I'll give you another Dr. Dahlia t-shirt. They hate when I make them wear the Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt. Hey, it's good advertising. Every time we go flying, we go to the airport, I mean, thousands of people, you walk by in the airport, right? I make them wear the Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt. Why not? I mean, I obviously can't wear Dr. Dahlia Show underwear. It'll come out white. The poll of 2,000 women aged 50 and over found that the average man had totally given up on caring about his appearance by age 37. You know what I think it is? I don't think it's that. I don't think the guys are giving up on their appearance. I think they just don't want to fight with the wife. Is that really what it is? I mean, my husband, he just doesn't. I mean, he's figured out how to stay married to me. Just go with whatever Dahlia says. I'm good with it. And I'm kind of in favor of that as well. Let's go with what I say. And so I don't think men are giving up. I think they're giving up the fight. Wait a second. Okay. What do men do that are wrong? Oh, they wear Speedo swimwear. Very bad. Very bad. They wear socks with their sandals. My husband does that. He'll wear socks with the sandals. Very bad. Very bad. The shirt patterns. You know, you're right, guys. Guys, just don't dress yourselves. Just forget it. Forget it. You know who knows how to dress nice? The metrosexuals. I didn't know what a metrosexual was until I had a good friend of mine who always dressed sharp. Now, metrosexuals like solid colors and dark pants, and they opened up a button or two. It's very sexy. I think metrosexuals are probably the sexiest group of men. Unfortunately, many of them aren't interested in me, which is, or they weren't. They don't have to be now because I'm married, but, oh, that's why, because I have a wedding ring. But anyway, metrosexuals, they know how to dress. So, guys, if you don't know what to do, ask your metrosexual friend. Yeah, no, wasn't there a congresswoman that went from lesbian to pansexual? What's the difference between pansexual and bisexual? Pansexual is where you have sex with not pans. See, I guess pansexual is man, woman, but I you know what? Something to look up on the break. All right, we got a lot to talk about. More than just the sexuality stuff. We got to figure out what's going on with this West Nile virus. Tell you about what Dallas is doing. They're in a city of emergency right now. Talk about a chili pepper problem. And a lot more on the way, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I figured it out. All right, so Mary Gonzalez, the Texas legislature, who is the first openly lesbian lawmaker, from what we understand, was elected, but now identifies herself as pansexual. I apologize for not knowing the definition of pansexual, but, you know, we learn something new every day. I learn on my show as I go. No, why not? Pansexual, the difference between pansexual and bisexual is pansexual could be sexually attracted to male, female, and transgender, as opposed to bisexual is just male and female. And so I think the term bisexual is going to eventually go out of favor now that transgender and transsexual is becoming more and more recognized. Okay. So anyway, pansexuality, here's the Wikipedia definition: a sexual attraction, sexual desire, romantic love, or emotional attraction towards persons of all gender identities and biological sexes. Self-identified pansexuals may refer to themselves as gender blind, asserting that gender and sex are insignificant or irrelevant in determining whether they will be sexually attracted to others. Okay, that makes sense, because pan means, you know, like Pan Am. Pan Am flew all over the place. Pansexual. Okay, I guess makes sense. So I got to tell you, though, this legislature, this Mary Gonzalez, she's pretty shrewd. Everybody's talking about her now. She not only now has made herself attractive to lesbians, but once you say pansexual, what a great way to get voters, right? Because now she's like, oh, I like women and men and transgender. I mean, you know, I don't know if she's really sexually attracted to everybody, but I mean, think about it. You know, you right? If you're already, you know, known to have one sort of sexual desire and you want a sexual affinity and you want to expand your voter base, you might as well say pan, right? Why not? I honestly, people are talking about her. She's now well known. I mean, she's launched herself into the media. It's interesting. When we were looking at who Governor Romney would pick as his vice presidential running mate, there were a lot of names thrown out, but a few stood out because we recognized him. Paul Ryan had been very vocal. You know, some of these representatives, you don't hear much of. They go, they keep their head low, they say what they need to say and leave. And then some of these, you see them on CNN and MSNBC and Fox all the time. And I think that's the trick to becoming a vice presidential pick or to become in someone's cabinet. You just sit there and get as much TV time as you can. Think about it. Right? I mean, I'm in a state, Nevada. We have Governor Sandoval. He's excellent. You don't see him a lot on the news. And people were saying, well, maybe Mitt Romney will pick Governor Sandoval. You know, he has Latino ties. He's, you know, Republican. He's strong. He's well-liked. I don't think so because not a lot of people knew who he was. He had Paul Ryan, very well-known. Marco Rubio, very well-known. Jindal, Haley. So there's a variety of different, I think, techniques that legislatures do. She's only 29. And I think she's actually going to go far. And go places because she already knows how to attract the media, attract stories. And, I mean, oh, my God, I'm here. If she's being spoken about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, you know she's going to get big. Okay. So, anyway, that's what's going on with her. We learned a word. So now we have asexual, bisexual, pansexual, omnisexual, heterosexual, homosexual. We got all that? Okay, great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. What else happened in the news today? Oh, Mitt Romney admitted to his taxes, to what he paid in his taxes. He said about 13% in income taxes for the past 10 years. All right. Everybody is giving Romney some flack for not showing us his tax returns. I really don't want to look at his tax returns. I don't. Okay. I'm very happy that he's running for president. I'm supporting him. I just really don't need to see how much money he made. Why do that to yourselves, people? Do you really need to see what kind of money he made and what he paid in taxes? I mean, unfortunately, my husband and I paid a heck of a lot more in taxes than he did. All right, I don't begrudge him. Okay, I mean, it's not going to sway me to the liberal side by any means. But honestly, I don't think everybody really needs to look at his tax returns. It's just going to depress us, okay? He's wealthy. He knew how to work the tax system. Maybe that's somebody we need in office. Maybe we need somebody who knows what the heck they're doing when it comes to taxes and when it comes to making money and when it comes to running a corporation. Maybe we need that. You know, think about it. Somebody that had multiple businesses that failed is always filing for bankruptcy and doesn't seem to get it right, might not be the best person at the helm. So I see the attraction and how the media, you know, remember, they don't really have anything on this guy. You know, there's no sleazy stories on Mitt Romney. There's not really much yellow journalism they could make. All they could do is keep circling back and forth and round about Bain Capital and the money he has. All right. And what really frustrates me is this whole anti-rich movement. I've brought this up on the show before. First we had the anti-smoker, which is still going on. All right. We're ganging up on the smokers. True, I don't like smoking. I think it's a hazard to our health, but I also don't like the idea of groups of population alienated other groups of population. I don't. That just gives me a little bit of the heebie-jeebies. Okay? Then there was this huge anti-obesity movement, which is still going on and festering. And, of course, the anti-rich, which came to fruition with the Occupy protests. All right? It's very easy. Very easy to attract people to that movement. I mean, the Democrats know what they're doing. They're not stupid. All right, we may disagree with a lot of their policies, but remember, they're not making these policies because they have absolutely no intelligence whatsoever. They're making these policies with, a lot of craftiness. For example, the whole Obamacare law, they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. And setting the Republicans up to putting us in a corner to say, all right, if you take over, you need to fix health care or sink. It just gives them a wide open White House in 2016. Honestly, don't underestimate either party. Okay. Yes, we got Joe Biden making some stupid comments. I know, exceptions to the rule. But, for the most part, what the Democrats have been doing in the liberal media is very crafty and actually predictable. I'm looking right now at, what is this, from Reuters? Yeah. Here's the title of the article. U.S. voters see Medicare as a top election issue. Okay, you see that? Didn't I predict that a few days ago? Well, of course, I think we all predicted it. I thought the top election issue was jobs. Right? Jobs, healthcare, immigration, national security. The economy. I would say the economy. Now, all of a sudden, all over the news outlets, it's Medicare. No, that's not a top issue with voters right now. The media, liberal media, is making that a top issue because it's the only thing they could go after Romney Ryan for. Just don't play into this. It's frustrating because people who aren't that astute and savvy to what's going on will look at that and go, oh, okay, there we go. Medicare has become a top healthcare issue in the U.S. presidential election, surpassing the controversy law. They just start going right into Romney and Ryan. And unfortunately, we as viewers and listeners are just falling right into their hands. No, Medicare is not the top issue. Medicare has always been an issue. It's not the top issue. And like I said a couple days ago, for those people who are like, well, wait a second, Medicare was left alone until, Paul Ryan got about, no, it wasn't left alone. What, $700 billion was taken out of Medicare by Obamacare. All right, Medicare was being changed no matter what. So, no. This wasn't a Republican thing. Medicare was already being changed. And again, you can't fix health care reform without addressing Medicare. Not going to happen. Many of us want Medicare to be fixed for the better. Some of us are scared. Yeah, I could understand how intimidating that could be when the liberal media says Ryan wants to do away with Medicare. No, he doesn't. He just wants to give people a private insurance out, and opt out, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Because I'm getting emails from my listeners saying, I don't want my Medicare. All right. I want to go back to private insurance if I can afford it. That's the key. If I can afford it. So, those of you who listen to my show, I don't have to worry about how astute you are and savvy, because obviously the fact that you choose the Dr. Gaudy Show to listen to, you already got some, smarts. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are just kind of, looking at the news going, oh, really? That's what's going on? Oh, okay. And those are the ones that we really need to educate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Dr. Dolly and show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news. Some of you are listening to me out of Los Angeles. Just heard from KFI that there was a big rig that jackknifed fuel spill. From what I understand, the 405 at the 101 is down to one lane till at least the next few hours. So for those of you in California that get stuck in traffic repeatedly, this is going to be something that's going to really jam up. So just watch out for that jackknife rig with oil spill. Boy, that stinks. I don't know how you guys, I don't know how you truckers do it. That is tough. That is a lot of truck to take on. You guys are tough. All right. Speaking of tough, you know, you hear what's going on in Dallas. Also, West Nile cases are increasing across Arkansas as well. Now, of course, Dallas has declared a state of emergency, or I guess a city of emergency, with 465 West Nile infections and 17 deaths. Now, this is a tough one because it's a virus, and it's a virus that is carried by mosquitoes. So right now, what they are doing is doing aerial pesticide spraying that's going to begin over the next few hours, just all over Dallas County. Now, of course, people are panicking. Oh, my gosh, you know, are there going to be health risks to the pesticides? From what we understand, it's supposed to be safe to adults, women, children, pets, etc. From what we understand, planes are targeting 49,000 acres north of Interstate 30. All right. The pesticide selected is Duet. All right. They say it poses no health risk to humans or pets. The EPA and the CDC are confirming that. The pyrethenoid insecticides are kind of what's commonly used. They've used these before. They're a synthetic version of the pyrethrins, which are insecticides made from chrysanthemums and have become a popular alternative to the more toxic organophosphates that have replaced other pesticides like DDT, which had been banned back in the 70s. They believe that when they sprayed this, when there was a flood in Kentucky, there was about an 88% kill rate. So they think it is an extremely effective pesticide just on the mosquitoes. Now, what could you all do? What's going on here in Arkansas? I wouldn't be surprised if it's just, it could be any of those states down there. From what we understand, Arkansas is already up to 10 cases. Leaders expect numbers to rise. I'm trying to see. This is being reported by Fox 16 out of Little Rock. They're recommending that since symptoms take about 8 to 14 days to develop with West Nile, if you get a bite today, you may think, oh, you're okay if nothing happens tomorrow. You start getting nausea, vomiting, headache, seizures. You need to tell your doctor that you were bit. Really quickly before I go into prevention, this West Nile virus can kill. All right, it can, like we just discussed, about 17 people have died already in Dallas. It has a low mortality rate, but nonetheless it can. All right, and West Nile virus very commonly causes West Nile fever. West Nile fever, we've talked about this on the show before, is a milder form. Fever, headache, body aches, sometimes you get some lymph nodes, swollen, skin rash, eye pain. Unfortunately, we're going to be coming into flu season soon. And so, as with most viruses, most of these symptoms are very close. You get the fever, the body aches, the headaches, myalgias, etc. Less than 1% of infected people actually get the serious neurological infection where it goes into the meninges or into the brain, encephalitis, meningocephalitis, etc. Unfortunately, these people have the higher risk of mortality. And when you succumb, hard to say that word on air without making it sound bad, to the virus, when it hits your neurological system, you don't want to move your neck. You don't want to move your head. Those are signs of meningitis. You don't want to look at the light. We call that photophobia. You could have tremors, lack of coordination, pain, convulsion, weakness, and of course, severe headache. So my suggestion would be, and we're going to go through, obviously, prevention, but there are ways where doctors can tell if you were affected by the West Nile virus, all right? And there are certain supportive therapy measures that they could do. Interferon therapy has been tried, and from what we understand, does seem to help when we need to treat the encephalitis when it affects the brain. So don't think, well, just because it's a virus, we can't do much about it. No, there are things we could do. I mean, of course, we're going to hydrate, try to flush it out. We're going to do whatever we can to stop the spread. Unfortunately, we don't know much about antivirals and the West Nile virus. We really don't have a good treatment, and I haven't seen much data on using the same antivirals or the anti-flu agents, that we use for flu. Or we use for herpes, or we use for chickenpox. It'd be interesting for somebody to study that if they can, if anyone's listening to me now. Okay, so prevention. Remember, mosquitoes like still water. They love areas where the water is stagnant. So if you have any areas in your house or anything, you need to clean that stuff up. All right. Also, mosquitoes like the dusk, the dawn, the twilight times. So, if you're outside, you may want to avoid dawn or dusk, nighttime. That's when mosquitoes seem to be a little bit more horny and they kind of like to go out and investigate, etc. Of course, covering up is important. There's many long sleeve shirts and pants that you could wear that are kind of light. I know it's really hot. I know it's really humid. You got to tuck the pants into the socks. I made that mistake. I didn't. And the mosquitoes went either up the pants or they just shot me through the pants. I'm not sure. You got to wear one of those geeky hats. You got to cover up. Nets are extremely important. If you really are in a mosquito area, don't try to look all sexy and stuff. Wear a net. Wear one of those. Was it Hee-Haw? Hee-Haw, remember she had a hat? And then there's like a little lace thing. You can make the neck kind of pretty looking. Look like the lady on Hee-Haw. All right. And then let me see. In terms of insect repellents, DEET is still number one. From what we understand, when you try to go up on the percentage of the concentration, it doesn't do as much. I mean, like what I think some of them go up to like 50-60%. The 20-30% work well. But what I learned in my wilderness medicine class is to take your anti-lice spray, spray it onto your clothes, then put on your mosquito spray. Now, the anti-lice spray, from what I understand, does really well after you wash the clothes one washing. So the instructor told us, you take your clothes, spray the anti-lice spray, wash clothes, and then if you put them on, they last about six uses. He said using the lice spray on your clothes and the insect repellent on your skin was close to 100% protection against mosquitoes. I've never heard anything that good. All right. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, well, you know, I spray the repellent and it doesn't kill the mosquitoes. No, it's a repellent. What the repellent does is make you less attractive. Okay, repellents don't kill mosquitoes. Remember, you're trying to be less because they love sweat. They love smelly feet. They love people's smell. Because remember, what do they want? They want blood. Right? They suck and then they blow. They suck up your blood and then they blow whatever's into them in you. Pretty disgusting stuff. Okay, so again, get rid of any standing water. I get a lot of questions on vanilla. Well, what about vanilla? You know, there are a lot of these, you know, for many people, they're like, I don't want to spray DEET on me, vanilla. I mean, you could try it, but I don't think it's as good. Some of you asked me about garlic. What about oils or like witch hazel and lavender oil and citronella? You know, honestly, I've heard of those things, but honestly, nothing as good as DEET. Avon Skin So Soft, those don't work as well. They've tried them. They don't work as well. So I know you want to smell good and you want to think you're putting on a product that's safe, but we're talking about repelling a very nasty insect. I'd rather you stink. I don't know if kerosene or whatever we smell of. All right, guys? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I love all the new people that have been connected with us on our Facebook page. Remember, later when you're fooling around on your Facebook page, don't forget to look up Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. This way I can give you up-to-date updates as well as see who you are. It's great because some of you email me and I'm like, oh my gosh, you were the one, you know, because I get to see your face. It's cool stuff. I love it. I love it. Follow us on Twitter as well. And I know I'm turning you off with all these virus stories, and we got a Hunter virus case I need to talk to you about. But next summer, if you feel like going outdoors, we're taking our Alaskan cruise. It's going to be exquisite. So please go to my website, check out the Alaskan cruise that we're planning. Luckily, because we're a group, we get lots of goodies. We get to lock in a rate so it doesn't go up. And it's always fun. So please check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise so hopefully you can come with us. Okay, so we just got done with West Nile virus. It could be deadly, but the mortality is very small. All right, like we had discussed, sometimes it's as little as 1% starting to go into the neurological manifestations of West Nile virus. Well, unfortunately, hantavirus, which already took the life of one man and a woman is now in serious condition. Apparently, he contracted hantavirus. I believe a third of that is fatal. a third of the cases of hantavirus is fatal. Apparently, this is a rodent-borne disease that might have been linked to their stay when they were at Yosemite National Park. I was just in Yosemite when I was up in Montana. Exquisite. If you've never been to Yosemite, you have to. It is phenomenal. I'm going to retire there. I'm moving to Montana and retiring. I know I got to see Jackson Hole. I will. We'll go through Wyoming. I know. I will. But I mean, just phenomenal. America's gorgeous. God bless us. America is phenomenal. Anyway, unfortunately, this man was the first person to die from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome contracted in the park. Now, two others were stricken in a more remote area in 2000 and 2010. I remember that. Testing by the CDC and California Department of Public Health showed that the virus was present in fecal matter from deer mice trapped in Curry Village, which is a family-friendly area with cabins. They say there's no way to tell for sure, but they believe he got it there in Curry Village. They are not releasing the names of the two people, but the man was from Alameda County in the San Francisco area, and the woman was from Southern California. She is expected, thank God, to survive. No other cases have been reported. Sometimes symptoms of hantavirus can show up 6 weeks after exposure. Now, the symptoms could be, again, fever, muscle aches, chill, headaches, nausea. With this, though, as opposed to West Viral, you'll sometimes see more abdominal symptoms like diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, respiratory symptoms, coughing, etc. They believe it develops from breathing in dust particles that were contaminated with rodent droppings, urine, or saliva. So they're recommending anybody with the symptoms that I just described to get medical attention. Obviously, this is a very busy time of year at Yosemite. From what we understand, both victims stayed at the park in Curry Village on overlapping days in June in canvas tent cabins located about 100 feet from each other. Tent cabins are built on wooden platforms and are impossible to completely seal. Well, I don't think the rodents went into their cabin. I mean, they just breathed in. You know, they could have kicked up the dirt and breathed in the rodent droppings. There's been 60 cases of hantavirus in California and 587 nationally since hantavirus pulmonary syndrome was identified back in the 90s. These two new cases bring to four the number of people stricken in California. Also, cases are in Eastern Sierra, et cetera. So, all right, avoid contact with mice and rodents, wear gloves, spray areas contaminated with rodent droppings and urine with a 10% bleach solution they recommend. Then wait 15 minutes before cleaning the area. So I guess bring bleach solution when you go to the park. Oh, frustrating stuff. I just want everybody to go out there and have fun. Hantavirus, that's some scary, scary stuff. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, well, a study came out today saying walnuts make healthy sperm. I know some of you are joking. I get it. The testicle is very similar to the size of the walnuts. Some of you call it walnuts. No, we're talking about the nut eating walnuts. Walnuts, probably one of your more healthy nuts. I think your Brazilian nuts are even more healthy than walnuts. Unfortunately, I don't like walnuts. I don't like the way they taste. I like almonds and cashews and peanuts when they're dipped in chocolate. That's how I get my nuts in me. But I know that's not what this article is about. They say a new study in the Journal of Biology of Reproduction found that young men who eat approximately 2 handfuls of walnuts a day improve the health of their sperm. I don't know how they figured this out. They got nothing better to do. Over a 12-week period, sperm shape, movement, and strength all improved in men who ate walnuts regularly. How did they test the strength of the sperm? I guess they had each sperm lift a walnut. Sorry. The researchers believe that the fatty acids in walnuts contributed to the boost in healthy sperm. While they do not know if eating walnuts can combat male infertility, Fox News reports it is commonly thought that infertility in men is a result of too few sperm or poor swimming ability, shape, and size. The study looked at 117 men between 21 and 35. Each were divided into 2 groups, one with no changes in the diet while avoiding tree nuts, the other adding 2.6 ounces of walnuts to their day, and the walnut eaters saw amazing movement and shape with their sperm. Even less chromosome abnormalities. Fascinating stuff. So men, I know what you're all thinking. Well, I don't want to get my lady pregnant, so I'm going to avoid nuts. Yeah, well, she should avoid the nuts, too, if she doesn't want to get pregnant. Here we go. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Concentrated chili peppers used to make pepper spray force evacuation at a FedEx plant. Did you guys hear about this? About 117 workers had to be treated when a forklift truck punctured a 5-gallon barrel of concentrated chili peppers used to make pepper spray. This happened in the early hours of this morning, left two FedEx employees needing hospital treatment. They inhaled this refined capsicum, the there's capsicum and there's capsaicin, but there's, in this particular case, they're saying it's the capsicum from the peppers. It caused chest pains, respiratory difficulties, burning eyes. All 117 employees were decontaminated and then evaluated following the accident and then told to get back to work. Some were able to go home if their shift was over, from what I understand. The 5-gallon container was damaged by a forklift, it said. The incident occurred in an outdoor loading area and not indoors. Thank heavens. That would have really stunk. 53-year-old man and 23-year-old woman were taken to the hospital for chest pain. From what I understand, they're in stable condition. All right. Pretty nasty stuff. How many of you have ever sprayed yourself with pepper spray? I have. We all do it. No, come on, really? But come on, you're lying. Of course you have. All of us have sprayed ourselves with pepper spray at one point or another. Because we're trying it out or figuring out. Or what we do is we spray it away from ourselves, but we do like what we do with cologne. We spray it and then we stick our face in to smell. Right? I know we've done it. I've done it. And stupid. Very stupid. So not a good thing to do. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I guess they believe male birth control will be out and available by next year. I know many of you men are going to be pretty excited about that. And it looks like we have a world champion Scrabble player got kicked out of the competition because he was trying to cheat. Apparently, there's a 350-player event in Orlando, Florida. The player was caught cheating by having Scrabble letters concealed and then pretending to drop them on the floor. Excuse me. Bad boy. He lost Scrabble. They were able to spell cheat afterwards on the board. All right. Don't go away. Got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.